falling deeper. 그런 나의 스타일 너무 싫어. 기다리기에는 너무 길어.
Hello, 친구. I thought it would be nice to kind of start our time off with a song a week. And today's song is Blue Moon by B2B. I believe that 첫눈에 반한다는 말 그 다음 차례엔 용기를 내게 푸른 달빛이 네 방을 비추고 그대 두 눈에 선명할 때 더 자세하게 더 딥하게 피아노 선율 위에 We're not going to listen to the whole song today, but I actually thought it would be nice to highlight a song, an episode. I don't know if you listen to K-pop or not. No, I just thought it would be nice to show you guys what I listen to, so maybe you can give it a try if you're interested and you liked what you heard from this song that I highlighted today. It's, again, B2B, Blue Moon. B2B is one of the greats. But now, on today's episode, I do want to preface, though, I'm going to be a little sniffly today. I'm going to try my best not to be, but oh my gosh, the allergies this season are killing me. With that being said, please excuse me if you hear some sniffles and sneezes. I know I mentioned last podcast that I might be doing an episode on one of the new dramas that just released, which was called Romance in the House. I've already said my piece. I wrote a review on it, and it is on my website, dramaaddictscorner.com. So if you want to give it a read, I said what I said. I'm not taking it back or anything, but I'm not going to bring that here. All I will say is it wasn't my favorite. I have dropped it since I last created a podcast. Since then, I have picked up another one. So next to me, you may not know this, but next to me, I have my partner in crime. His name is Barry Manilow. So Barry Manilow and I have been watching another drama called No Gain, No Love, which is on Amazon Prime. And to be honest with you, I never thought I'd ever watch a K-drama on Amazon Prime. I mean, who knew? But here we are. I'm really enjoying No Gain, No Love. Both No Gain, No Love and Romance in the House are romantic comedies, but I've enjoyed one way more than I have enjoyed the other. And the reason is due to the comedic timing and the quality of the actors. And I can't even blame the actors completely on the latter Romance in the House series, because it's not all the actors' faults. That lies with the script and with the direction as well, because a lot of what we see is put together by the director himself, and that's the story he wanted to tell with Romance in the House. So that being said, if you want to give those two a read, those two reviews, please do so. Drop by. They are free to read. It is a free website, just like this podcast. So it doesn't cost you anything. If you've not watched either of those series, don't worry. I try not to ruin the bliss of watching a series for the first time. I try to keep my reviews as spoiler-free as possible. Again, something I'm not wanting to do with this podcast. But since I'm not talking about a specific drama today, you might be getting a lot more surprises than you're used to when it comes to spoilers. So I did mention in the previous podcast too that I thought maybe I could bring up my favorite actors and actresses and some of my non-favorite actors and actresses that are on my blacklist into an episode. And so I've decided that's what I'm going to do for this episode. So for the first person I'm actually going to mention, he's actually one of my favorite actors. I've watched many of his, not just his dramas, but his movies. It's Park Seo-joon. And I'm pretty sure if you've watched K-dramas, you most likely have come across this man's name. He is one of the top at the moment. He is not the highest paid, nor is he the most widely recognized. But he, for me, is one of the best actors that we have in Dramaland. This man has done a variety of characters, and I really, really like what he brings to the table to each character. He kind of really makes each character an actual person, down to the point of giving them little habits, especially like in Itaewon Class, where you had him rubbing the back of his head or patting it whenever he was uncertain with something, or when his temper would flare, he would kind of pat the back of his head. And that's a habit that any other person would have. And it's not something that a lot of actors even think of when they're acting. He creates the character down to the detail, and I really enjoy that. I know Choi Woo-sik, who's a close friend of his, is widely recognized. I've been watching Ginny's Kitchen, which is a variety show where both Park Seo-joon and Choi Woo-sik are in, and they recognize Choi Woo-sik all the time. But they hardly recognize Park Seo-joon, which I find very odd because I mean, as much as I adore Choi Woo-sik, and he is a great actor, don't get me wrong, and he's been in many acclaimed films, Parasite being amongst them, but Park Seo-joon is an incredible actor. And if you don't know what series he's been in, I can list off a couple for you right now. Midnight Runners, which is a movie. It's not a series. It is hilarious. It's a dramedy about two young officers in the police academy get caught up in a little bit of trouble because they witness a kidnapping. And so they, as police academy students, decide that, hey, this is what we're going to do. So let's try and solve this crime, even though they're still students. It makes for some great comedy. And also some pretty great drama moments. And speaking of drama moments, again, he is great at drama. I mean, Itaewon and Kyungsung Creature are not exactly easy, lighthearted films, but he puts in a lot of effort to create a character that's engaging to watch. And drama is a hard one for me to watch because my life is hard enough already. I don't want a hard life on screen, but he makes it enjoyable for me enough that I enjoyed Itaewon Class. He's also in another drama, which is one of my favorites. I mean, this is literally on my top 10 on my website. It's called Fight for My Way. If you've not seen this drama, please give this drama a try. It is, again, another one of those dramedy and rom-com-y kind of series. So Ji-won, which I'm pretty sure you know from Queen of Tears, is one of the main characters. She plays the main lead opposite of Park Seo-joon in Fight for My Way. It's about people that have reached their mid to late 20s who have strayed so far away from their dreams. Their lives are kind of boring, and they try to reclaim their dream, the dreams that they had in high school. As somebody who is in her 30s, but when I watched it, I was in my late 20s, I identified with this drama so much. Both So Ji-won and Park Seo-joon do a great job at bringing this story to life. It is uplifting, it is healing, it is everything. So please give this drama a try if you've not seen it. Another drama that he's in is called She Was Pretty and Kill Me, Heal Me. She Was Pretty is a rom-com. It's a great rom-com. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites. The main actress in this is kind of a hit or miss for me, but it's worth a try if you want to give it a try. It's a young Park Seo-joon, so keep that in mind as well. So Kill Me, Heal Me, I think, is one of the first biggest dramas that he was in. It's a great drama. He is not the main character. He is definitely a side character in this drama. It is a 20-episode drama, but let me tell you, it keeps your attention for 20 minutes. And Park Seo-joon's comedic timing plays really well in this series. And he tightens up a screen whenever he's on this. And I really love that. It's about somebody with multiple personality disorder, which is something you don't quite see often in Dramaland. A lot of series these days don't really have that 16-episode run. Some of them are even getting shorter to 12 episodes, which I'm not going to complain about, because if we can leave that saggy middle out of the drama, I'll be all the happier for it. But this 20 episode drama, it's good, and it hits you hard sometimes. So I want to talk about partner imbalance here, because Park Seo-joon is one of those actors that is really good at creating a character, and he has a lot of energy when he comes onto his screen. So much so that when he is opposite of an actress who's not meeting him at his level of expertise, his level of energy makes for a very incompatible energy on screen. So one of those is in Kyungsung Creature, where he plays opposite of Han So-hee. She's not the greatest actress. She has moments here and there, but when it comes to meeting him on the same energy level, she kills. And it pulls me as the viewer out of it. That's not what you should be doing as an actress. You should be pulling me in as an actress and an actor. That is your job, to pull me into the story. Another actress that I found him incompatible with, and I don't understand why this drama got so as popular as it did, because this drama became super popular. But it's called What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. And opposite of him is Park Min Young. And I'm actually going to just slide into my blacklist actress here, because she is the first on the list of my blacklisted actresses and actors. I've seen a few of her series when she was younger. She had a lot of energy. She had a variety of facial expressions. She did actually play a variety of characters as well. But recently, I don't know what it is. Girl cannot move her face. And she's been playing the same tired character over and over and over again. She just fell from my grace. And because of that, she did get put onto the watch list. If you're wondering what series she is in What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, which I mentioned before. She is in Marry My Husband, which, again, another series that I did not like. I watched it just because I was interested in the manhwa, but I stopped reading the manhwa because it got a little ridiculous. I digress. Anyway, her acting, not the greatest in Marry My Husband, and it boils down to her facial expression. She has a range of like 3 to 4 facial expressions that I see in a scene. Healer, which is, she's actually pretty decent in, and I wonder where that actress went. Her private life, When the Weather is Fine, is a good drama. It's one of those feel-good dramas, one of those healing dramas, and it's a watchable drama if you ever want to watch it. She is on my do not watch list. So moving on to the second on my favorites list, just in case you're thinking, oh, she just doesn't like females because she's jealous. No, I'm not jealous. I like to watch talent. So that being said, the second on my list for my favorites is Shin Hee-sun. I don't know if you've ever seen this girl act, but this girl can act, and I absolutely am here for it. She's in a series called Angel's Last Mission Love, and she plays opposite of Kim Young-soo, who is also known as L, as an idol. And this is a great drama. I loved it. She plays a ballerina, a very cantankerous ballerina, but a ballerina that has had a lot of sadness in her life. She's a little guarded, and because she's guarded, she's a little bit of a jerk. But an angel comes down to come and protect her, and it is a romance, so they do fall in love. It's a great drama. Please watch it. It's so very beautifully artistic, and they really bring to life the whole ballerina's life. I don't know if she was ever a ballerina previously, but or if she's done any training, but she looks absolutely stunning in some of those shots that she's doing ballet. Another one that I really liked was See You in My 19th Life. The end of that series kind of got a little meh for me, because the writing did not go where I thought it was gonna go, and I didn't like where it was going. I did finish it, I watched it, but the ending was kind of, it was anticlimactic. Another drama she was in, and this was a big drama, big, big drama, is Mr. Queen. Absolutely loved Mr. Queen. Watched the entire series. I fawned and loved over it. I watched and rewatched it. It is hilarious, funny. It's about a dude from the 21st century who's a chef who somehow, some way gets transported back to the Joseon area, gets trapped in a female's body. And this is a man that is notorious for being a bit of a cad, and it's just hilarious. If you have seen it, please let me know what you think about this series, because I loved it. Welcome to Samdari. A lot of people did not like her in this drama, but I liked her. She plays opposite of Ji Chang-wook, which I'll get to him later. But I think a lot of people just didn't really understand the character she was playing, because she played a fairly complex, very human-like character. It's one of those healing dramas. It's about a very popular photographer who kind of falls from grace in the eyes of society, and she has to basically find her way back to who she was. Ending was a little funky, not my favorite, but it's okay. 13 But 17 is probably one of my favorites, and I don't list this very often and as one of my favorites, which is a shame, because I have watched this drama at least 3 times all the way through. It's about a poor girl who goes into a coma. She wakes up when she's 17. Yes, I know that's not exactly probably medically accurate, but It's drama land, okay? Suspension of belief is a thing. She wakes up. She's no longer 17. She's 30. And her family either died or moved on. And it's really about her trying to fill back those years that she lost while she was in a coma. Another drama I want to highlight from Shin Hee-sun is The Hymn of Death. If you've not watched it, please drop this podcast and go to Netflix and watch it right now, because this Hymn of Death is what I call a haunting story. From beginning to finish, this series had my attention. And yes, it is based on a true story on who the Koreans consider to be the mother of K-pop, because she was one of the first Korean singers to kind of hit it big. This is during the Japanese colonization period, so there's a lot of that element in the series as well. So this is one of those series, though, that it's not for the faint of heart. Like I said, it's a haunting story. It's not about ghosts. It's not a horror film. It's a story that stays with you long after the last episode ends. You are going to think about this drama for a while. It is a mini series, so it's only 6 episodes long, and she plays opposite of Lee Jong-suk. And Lee Jong-suk is a great actor, and I enjoyed him in this series. Both him and her together, fire. Loved it. The directing, amazing. And the cinematography in this series is beautiful. It is artistic. It is gorgeous. That being said, I'm going to move into another one of my least favorite actors. If you like this actor, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, and just plug your ears and maybe move for the next maybe minute or two, because I'm not going to stay long on this guy because I've mentioned him quite a bit already, not just the previous podcast, but also in my reviews. If you don't know who this is and you're kind of curious, go ahead and listen. But Cha Eun-woo, and I know that I'm going to hear some gasps and some, my gosh, she's just a hater. No, I'm not a hater. Again, I just like talent, and I'm not saying that he's not talented. He probably is, but when it comes to acting, not the greatest. I've seen him in more than one drama, just in case you're wondering. I have given him a chance at least 3 times. Again, I have my rules of 3. 3 episodes, 3 dramas. If they don't impress me by those 3 episodes or 3 dramas, it gets dropped. So gave him his chance. I'll give you one of the best examples that I have. One of his biggest dramas that he was in a drama called True Beauty. This was one of those dramas that a lot of international absolutely adored it. The actor that was playing his rival got so much love that he outshone Cha Eun-woo, who is the main character. And again, that is not something that should happen. He should be outshining everybody else. He should not be outshone by his rival. The second male lead should not be having more fans than the male lead himself. The second male lead's acting range. And I've seen this guy, Hwang In-yup, I've seen a few of his dramas. He's one of the newer actors that's been kind of hitting it big. And unfortunately, he's not been in a drama since, I think, 2022. But this boy needs to come back to work too, because he is good. He is great at what he does. And anyway, I digress. When you have an actor like Hwang In-yup, who's good at creating emotion, who's good at meeting somebody at the level that they're at in a scene, having a range of emotions even just played out on your face. Again, facial expression is everything. Cha Eun-woo is the master of one face, because he really only has one face, 2 if at the most. That's all I'm going to say on him. That brings me to another one of my favorites, Park Bo-young. Park Bo-young is a great actress. She hit me hard when it came to Strong Girl Dong Bong-soon. If you've not seen that drama, she's kind of like a female Avengers, and I just absolutely loved the story. I like it when writers can create a female superhero and actually create a solid story and background without copying and pasting a man's story onto it. And this is what that is, Strong Girl Dong Bong-soon. It's a superhero story. It's a crime-fighting story. It is a rom-com even. Park Hyung-sik is in it as well. The scene that stood out to me the most in this series was when she is tied up. She's been kidnapped. Her supernatural strength has been seeped from her. She's just an average regular girl. And they chain her up in this area inside a building with a bomb strapped to her, and she's about to blow. Park Hyung-sik, who is her main lead, is banging on the door trying to get in, and she's begging him to just leave her alone and save himself, and he's refusing. This girl is crying so hard, she has snot coming down from her eye, from her nose. In Doom at Your Service, she's daring, she is tired of the world, she is exasperated with a lot of the stuff that's going on around her. Well, she gets daring because she's diagnosed with cancer, she thinks she's dying. But in the scene where she's testing the demon, I think it's a demon, it's either a demon or a fallen angel. Anyway, whenever she's testing him, she literally jumps onto the ledge and throws herself off to see if he'd protect her because they have a contract. Her facial expressions in that scene, perfect. Her emotions when she plays that scene, perfect. And it is not a super wordy scene. It comes all from her body language, her facial expressions. Another drama that I've seen that I really liked is Oh My Ghost, which also has another actress that I absolutely love, who does not get a lot of love in drama land because she's not pretty. Oh My Ghost is a great, great drama. It's an older drama. It's a mystery solving, verges a little bit on the horror side because a ghost does possess Park Bo-young, but it's hilarious. It's not creepy at all. So if you're somebody who doesn't like horror films or horror TV series, it does deal with a ghost, about ghosts, but in all honesty, it's not really that scary. And this is coming from somebody who's a big scaredy cat. So Park Bo-young, great actress. And that leads me to, so I mentioned range of emotions, right? I mentioned Park Bo-young and as well as Shin Hee-sun, who have a great range of emotions and good at portraying their emotions. This next actress on my do not watch list, my blacklist, is another one of those actresses where I don't know what happened to her. But this is an actress that you might be very surprised at. And when I say the name, you might again think I'm just a hater. I will reiterate, I am not a hater. I just like talent. But Song Hye-kyo is a big actress in K-drama land. I like to call Song Hye-kyo the girl with dead eyes, because even though she may move her face, her eyes stay the same. They stay dead. When your eyes don't show anything, especially when you're playing a romance scene, it pulls me as the viewer out of it. So what do I mean by girl with dead eyes? The best I can describe it is in The Glory. Same facial expressions, same inflection when she's talking, doesn't kind of stray far from the sad, I'm the underdog in the story, lower register tones, and just big sad puppy dog, no emotion eyes in The Glory. It fits. It fits her well. It fits her acting style well, because she is the girl with dead eyes. She has no emotion behind those eyes. I always wondered why I liked the bromance in Descendants of the Sun more than I liked the actual romance, because I am someone who loves romance. But I, for some reason, could not connect with the two main actors. It just wasn't clicking for me. But I really enjoyed watching the bromance. And it has to do with her and her acting style. It was dead behind those eyes. Now We Are Breaking Up, same thing. Dead behind those eyes. Encounter, she plays opposite of Park Bo-gum. He is a hard person to play opposite of. Park Bo-gum is one of the actors that I find is the best at acting with his facial expressions and his eyes. He can say so much without uttering a single word. Again, like I said, he's hard to play opposite of, but she doesn't help herself. And I know that's the way the character is written in Encounter, but you are the actress. Bring some life into this freaking character, for crying out loud. Moving on to a favorite, to an actor I like, and again, one of those actors that can do a lot with his facial expressions and emoting emotions with his eyes, and that is Ji Chang-wook. I actually did not know this man started off of Korean Broadway. He's from the stage, and it actually shows, because this man is really good at facial expressions. He is really good at displaying to the audience what he is thinking, that he's struggling or he's in love. He's good at giving those emotions with just his facial expressions and his body language, something that I don't see often in Hallyu. Some of my favorites from him are Welcome to Samdali, which I already mentioned earlier, is with Shin Hee-sun. Backstreet Rookie, a lot of people didn't like this series. It's not one of my favorites either, but it was entertaining and I really enjoyed watching him. Healer, he's great in that series. It's an action series. A lot of his younger years are actually action series. So Healer and K2, which were both big series for him, are both action series. He used to do those a lot, but I hear he's kind of tired from those because he's sustained a lot of injuries since he was doing his own stunt work. Suspicious Partner is amazing. It's another one of those series, not a traditional 16-part series, but again, it keeps your interest. It's a great series. I love especially the way he shows the main actress love. When he hugs her, he just kind of like snuggles up to her and caresses her head with his head, and it's just so beautiful. He just like nestles into that embrace. Again, something I don't see from a lot of actors in Korea, because skinship is something that is very intimate, but he does not shy away from skinship, and I absolutely adore that, because when you're acting, you're emulating an actual romance. So the fact that he actually puts some skinship into a lot of his romantic scenes says a lot as an actor. And Suspicious Partner, I just love the way he loves her. Love the way he looks at her. Great actor. Melting Me Softly had a lot of things going for it. Two actors that were great at their job. A director that was fairly decent. Where it fell was the writing. The script was not the greatest. And then, of course, you have The Sound of Magic, which was something that I was not ever expecting. It's a musical. It's a drama musical. It's not something you see often, even in American cinema. I mean, you had My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and maybe Smash, which are both series I absolutely loved. But aside from those two, you don't see that often. And I did not expect that from Korea. I loved it. Hwang Yun-hyup is also in that one. He plays a teenager once again, even though man's in his little 30s. But, you know, hey, if you have the look of youth, why not use it, right? Anyway, it's a great series. Ji Sang-wook does amazing at creating the main character in The Sound of Magic. A character that has been hurt, a character that is trying to put happiness back in the world that he knows there's not a lot of happiness in. This character is something that could have easily been on the verge of creepy. He doesn't play it very creepily. In fact, he puts a lot of sweet, almost innocent elements to the character. And I just, sir, you have my hat. You are great at your job. Thank you. Unfortunately, though, sir, I'm going to need you to come back to work. The last actress slash actor I'm going to talk about in my blacklist is going to be Han So-hee. I know I've mentioned her before already with Park So-joon with Kyung Song Creature. So the reason why I've put this actress on my blacklist is because of the facial expression problem. I call her fish face. That is because she always leaves her mouth slightly open and her face has a range of maybe three emotions. My sister, when we were watching Kyung Song Creature, she goes, well, maybe that's just the way that the character is. No. What person do you know in life is completely monotoned, has maybe an inflection every three or four paragraphs, who feels maybe three emotions at most? She does not move her face. And sometimes she doesn't even know how to deliver a line. Dear Chingu, that is the bare basics of acting. If you cannot deliver a line, or you are at a 75% success rate at delivering a line, you know you have a problem. And she does have a 75% success rate at delivering a line in Kyung Song Creature. She has three emotions that I saw at most in Kyung Song Creature. That is not a person, that is a character. Even though I know this is a character, you are trying to emote a real person here. It is your job as the actor to emote that, to bring out that person inside that character. Nobody thinks of Captain Jack Sparrow as being just a character. There's a reason why he is so lively, why kids flock to him in Disneyland. Johnny Depp did so well at creating this person that he almost seems real. That is your job as an actor, to create that. And she does not do that. Just not my favorite. She's also in 100 Days My Prince. And now if you ever want to know what I mean by she has the same facial expression, Kyung Song Creature, 100 Days My Prince, same facial expression for most of the scenes that she's in. Sorry, fish face. You've done mediocre. it's lackluster. And for a lot of these actors that I have on my no act list or no watch list for my blacklist are actors that have that pretty face card. Don't get me wrong, I love me a pretty face. I love to see me a pretty man on the screen. But again, I like talent. So don't just give me a pretty face with no talent. Give me a pretty face with talent. Park Seo Joon has talent. He's also a very pretty face that I love to stare at. Hwang In-hyup, good, amazing talent. Again, pretty face that I like to look at. Ji Chang-wook, gorgeous man. I'm so attracted to that man. Can act. So give me actors and actresses that don't just have the pretty face card. Give me actors and actresses that actually have the talent for it. Please, Hallyu. I'm begging you. Please stop hiring these people like Bae Suzy, who are pretty, who have a lot of popularity because they are idols. Just because they are idols does not mean they are going to be good at acting. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is So Ji-sub. So Ji-sub is one of those actors that I have watched and watched over and over again. I absolutely love his movies. I love his dramas. My Venus, he plays opposite of Shin Min-ah. It's my number one. I love Oh My Venus. If you've not seen it, please, 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 please go see it. Please. Because this is a great drama. It's about a lawyer who's worked so hard. She's worked so hard to attain her dream, but she's kind of lost herself along the way of attaining that dream. The drama is about her reclaiming herself and becoming a better version of her. He is one of those actors that I absolutely love because he is good at emoting with his facial expressions. He puts his whole body into a character, and I love that. If you've not seen Always, it's a movie. It is on Amazon Prime. He plays a boxer who tries to help this girl who's lost her sight. It is a romance. It's more of a melodrama, which is something I don't usually watch, but that kind of goes to show you how great he is at acting and how great the female actress it was at creating this story. It is an older movie, so the lighting isn't great, the makeup isn't great, but the actors are great, and the story is pretty good. Another one I'm going to mention with So Ji-sub is Tarius. Tarius was pretty big for me. It happened in 2020. He plays Secret Agent Man. He leans more on the James Bondy genre, but he's not a womanizer. In fact, he's sad and depressed because the woman he loves was murdered because of him, because he was unable to keep her safe. She was a physicist, a smart woman from North Korea who he was trying to protect and take her to South Korea for protection. Unfortunately, she ends up dying. So he's a little sad and a little lost. And then he ends up moving into the house next to a poor woman who gets caught up in all this whole spy game. Her husband recently passed, and not so much romance in Tarius, but it's a great drama. So that's it for today, folks. Thank you for joining me again on another podcast. Please come back next week. I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about the drama I just started watching, which is No Gain, No Love. And I think I might even add in Love Next Door because I've heard a lot about that drama and I kind of want to start it. So look forward to listening to me spieling about No Gain, No Love. If you have seen Love Next Door, please give me a shout out and tell me what you liked about it. I've not seen it yet, so I'm quite curious. Please tell me what you liked. I love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for joining again on this podcast. And I'm going to end this like I end my reviews. Goodbye, and until next time. Bye, chingus.